Another Tale of Two Tales story. This listing was asking $4,299,900. It was only on the market for 6 days, and it sold for $4.3 million. That's $100 over asking. Now, this was up on the Mesa, and it sold in June 2026. First of all, is it amazing that we're talking about houses on the Mesa selling for $4.3 million? It last sold July 2025, so just 1 year ago. At the time, they were asking $2,890,000, not quite $2.3 million. It sold in 18 days, and they took a lot less. They took quite a haircut for such a short period of time. They took just under $2.4 million, $2,387,500. So it's bought in July 2025 for $2,385,000, and then 11 months later, it sells for $4.3 million. Which is about $1.9 million more than what they paid. Now, I'm sure they, I mean, I have no idea what they spent, but the cost of construction right now and redoing things is just phenomenal. So I'm sure they spent a fortune, and you have carrying costs, closing costs, etc. But nice way to make a living. You got to really know the market and know what you can do. That's pretty impressive. This sale caught my attention as an example of another example of what houses can sell for downtown Santa Barbara versus out in the suburbs, if you will, of Goleta. I think last week I did a comparison of two homes that sold, you know, close to each other. I think it was around a 1.4 range, and the one in downtown was so small, so old, and the one in the Goleta, you know, had a nice school district and more of a family home and et cetera. So here's one that listed downtown on Garden Street, built in 1920, two bedrooms, one bath, 936 square feet. That's the size of a walk-in closet in Montecito. And it sold in 22 days. They were asking $1,425,000, and it sold for $1,004,000. Now, it was a C2 lot commercial. Had a little house on it. And it says in the last remarks, it says a unique opportunity with an option to build on a C2 lot, comma, up to 6,500 square feet, buyer to verify all info. So if you read that quickly, you might think, oh, is that a 6,500 square foot lot? No, they're suggesting you might be able to build 6,500 square feet. And how big is the parcel? 2,277 square feet. Now, that's small. I mean, a typical 50 by 100 parcels, 5,000 square feet. So 2,277 square feet is a small parcel. And I guess I should have run this by a commercial agent friend of mine. How do you build 6,500 square feet on a 2,277 square foot parcel? Slowly. I don't know. But maybe you can do that. Another property, it's been on the market for a very long time. Let's see if I wrote down how long it's been on the market. 325 days. What if I wrote down, I don't think the original, oh shoot, I didn't write down the original asking price. It's down here at $2,750,000 and current price $2,395,000. But I'm sure that's incorrect. I can't believe I didn't do that. I think it started, well, I don't want to guess, but I'm going to guess anyway. I swear it was over 4 million. I could go on my computer right now and try to find it, and but I'm not. And I emailed the agents. They're both Los Angeles agents. And I emailed them July of 2025, never got a reply. Maybe it was because I asked stupid questions. I think I'll tell you the questions I asked. And I think one of them was probably stupid. But you'd think you would reply to someone that emails you a question about your listing. Not knocking out of town agents or out of town lenders. The one at 1 million, four that sold on the commercial property, that was an out of town agent. So this is a houseboat in Marina 3. And so for $2,395,000, you can buy a houseboat, two bedrooms, one bath. The first question I asked is the slip included in the purchase price? Now, when people sell and they, it's a whole chicanery kind of thing. You can sell the slip, but it's always on the side. It's always different. It's always, you know, assuming it could be sold. And I'm guessing it would be sold. What is the square footage of each floor? What type of boat, if any, are you allowed to tie to the subject property? Subject property. How about to the houseboat, idiot? That's me. I'm an idiot. Can one use the roof as a deck? What is the motor propellant system? Now, I think some of these, if you're a boat person, you might be listening and saying, "Well, those are some idiot questions," and probably some are idiot. I would say some are legitimate, but you know, you want to sell a property, you might want to answer a question. Just a thought. Architectural word of the week: loggia, a pillared gallery that is open on at least one side. All I can think of is the Family Guy episode with Loggia, Robert Loggia, and he kept repeating his name. You could call it a veranda, portico, lanai if you're in Hawaii, or a patio. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.